Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today to celebrate her upcoming 50th game in the Host Plus Sandful W League is Central District Premiership player Georgia Madigan. Georgia, thanks for your time, and what will it mean to you to reach 50 games?
Thanks so much for having me, Zach. It'll mean a lot to me. I didn't really ever think I'd get the opportunity to play football growing up. I really wanted to, but you know, it wasn't around for girls. So to be playing at this level now and have the opportunity to have played 50 games is massive.
What sports were you playing?
I played basketball for 14 years. Mm-hmm. So played for Central Districts in that, funnily enough, as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, just lost a bit of passion, and then when it came the opportunity to play a bit of footy, I jumped at the chance.
Well, before we talk about the game itself, which will be against Sturt at X Convenience Oval on Sunday, tell us about where footy did begin for you at Barossa District Footy Club.
Yeah, so it began, Maddie Lane's brother was coaching out there and he asked me to come out. Mm-hmm. So 3 games into the season I came out and it was a 9-a-side competition.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much in the 50, like you'd see in under 9s.
Yeah.
But yeah, straight away loved the game and did all right at it, I suppose, because yeah, Ribbo called me up after my second game and asked me to be a part of the inaugural squad at Centrals, which was really cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And of course, you're referring to Sean Ribbons, who was the inaugural Central District coach. He's a good man. What did you really enjoy about the game itself that drew you in?
The physicality of it and also how fast paced it was. Like,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the skills from basketball were transferable to football, which was really beneficial for me.
Sure.
And then it had that added physicality, which was exciting.
Yeah, because you can sort of, in terms of the translation with basketball, that peripheral vision is just vital, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's certainly a very good skill to have. Talk us about that Central debut 2019, obviously the club's first foray into the Sandful W, and you're part of that historic side that played in the first ever game.
Yeah, having only started footy 6 months prior to or whatever, I was pretty surprised to be able to be a part of the inaugural team. Definitely something I'll never take for granted, but it was just so different since so many of us had only played a couple of games on a full-sized oval going into this league that was already underway. You know, a couple of teams have been playing for 3 seasons already or whatever it was. It was a bit of a shock to the system at first, but we adjusted.
It's hard for us to grasp that too, because that's no mean feat when you've only been playing on fields that are probably half the size and then suddenly you're thrust into that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a shock to the system, but it was good.
How many, in saying that, how long do you think it was until yourself and the rest of the team sort of truly adjusted, Georgia?
That's a great question. It was probably us finding our feet as a team as well. I remember in the first year especially, there was a real divide between the Barossa and Gawler League girls and the Metropolitan girls.
Okay.
Not that it particularly showed on field, but it was just where we were in our comfort zones. The people from those areas. So it was probably in our second year we started to meld together a lot more, and we had our first pre-season camp and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Which helped us a lot.
Yeah, because you would have seen it all, having been there for the entire journey at the club. So it's come a long way through to the premiership year of last year, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The rate that we've grown in the past year is exponential. And, a lot of it, I think, has come down to our work on our team values, which has helped a lot with us along our journey.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to get the ultimate prize last year for it.
Tell us about that day and what your great memories of it were.
That day was absolute madness. Even the whole week in the lead up, you know, there's so much attention media-wise on the team, and you see article after article popping up on your socials about what's going to happen and interviews and whatnot. but then you get to game day and it's just, as much as it is grand final, you get into your usual routines and start to settle down a little bit, which was nice. And we usually have our sing-alongs pre-game. So we did all that, got onto the ground and saw how many people were there. I was like, oh, my gosh. but from that day, my biggest memory would be just before the siren went. So after KDT kicked her goal,
yep,
in the back line, I'm notorious for being really accountable for the anti-density rule. Like,
yeah,
when we get called for that,
so yeah,
make sure all our girls are back. So I was yelling at the defenders, get back, get back. I know it's exciting, we kicked a goal, yeah, get back. And then the siren goes and we just got mugged by that massive crowd and it was a blur from there, but yeah, that was special.
Oh, terrific memory, that's for sure. I'm intrigued by sing-alongs. Tell us about what happens there. Is that a weekly routine and does Rexy join in?
Definitely not a lot of participation from Rexy. but yeah, there's always kind of a song that our team seems to go through each season. We have this song that somehow we all just get around and it pumps us up pre-game. So
yep,
for a while it was Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Oh yes, yeah.
And then we had Players last year, and this year it seems to be Valerie so far.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. Good karaoke song.
Yeah, all the girls just get around it, sing along, and pumps us up a bit.
Oh, that's awesome. Good to hear. Love the vibe that would give you. And it was a special year for you personally, not only playing in the Premiership, Georgia, but also back pocket of the advertiser Sample W Team of the Year as well. So an outstanding campaign.
Yeah, that was an absolute shock. I personally thought I was at that awards night just because I'm part of the leadership group. and I was sitting chatting away because, you know, defenders are at the end. So
yeah,
I was just chatting away, wrapping it up sort of thing. And then they called my name halfway through one of my conversations. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't expect that. Like, all the defenders in the league, there's so many talented girls. And yeah, pretty fortunate there.
Very well earned, that's for sure. Tell us about what you get up to outside of footy for work.
Yeah, outside of footy, I'm a high school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, teaching health and PE subjects, year 12 health, and some outdoor education as well, which is a lot of fun.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm in my third year of teaching at the moment and something I'm pretty passionate about.
Okay. Why do you enjoy it so much?
I think it all comes down to, I like connection with people and being able to help people, whether that is from an education perspective or personally if a student is having a tough day, helping them work through that. So that would be a lot. And just seeing the reward when a student finally grasps a concept or they have a good day when they've been having a bit of a slump, and that sort of thing's really rewarding.
Yeah, for sure. As it would be, I guess, translating into the team environment with footy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think my teaching has helped me take on a few coaching roles with footy recently, which has helped me have a bit more of a holistic view on the game, I guess, and develop as a player as well.
Terrific, Georgia. Well, thank you very much for your time on Sample Radio. We do appreciate that, and wishing you all the best for your 50th Host Plus Sample W League game against Sturt at X Convenience Oval on Sunday.
Thanks so much, Zach. I really appreciate it.